Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What are we talking about? Let's find out. You and me will find out together on the DJP program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan, happy to get her out of her deathbed, and Kara Schillen's on the air with us as well through our studio. Jennifer is in Los Angeles, where I am, at least for a little while. I'm going to Salt Lake today to see Dr. Jack. Let's see, Victoria, maybe you should come join me, see Dr. Jack, to get rid of whatever's going on with you.
Yep, that's all right. Good. We'll get a group discount.
Right, exactly. All right. The question today, or the question every day, for me anyway, as I look over all the things, there are 14 or so different sites that I look at every day to pick and choose things. The ladies pick and choose their own stuff to talk about. And I look at some of this, I'm silly. I'm not sure what the right word is. For all of the focus. For some people, it's very, it sounds arrogant for me to say, you know, this is so stupid, it's such a waste of time, because some people are really into it. But I find that even the thinking about this, and I use the word stupid, when there were words, in my childhood, there were words that were used for me that I have railed against all of my life, maybe both of those things. And one of them was stupid, one of them was liar, and there are a few other words in there that were used that sort of hindered my, emotional growth. And so when I use the word stupid, I think about how dangerous it is. So I'm doing a little self-reflection here as I think about some of the overwhelming focus. This country is very smart. It really is. Despite some of the overwhelming evidence to the contrary with some people anyway. And I think it's a big mistake to underestimate the intelligence of, I don't know if it's average American, but I think there's enough intelligence out there to get to the bottom of stuff sooner or later, although it takes a long, long time. And so I think we're in a position here, not to be arrogant, but I think we have a pretty good handle on what's going on. And that's why I have assembled this group of ladies to put the information out there so you can think about it with their thoughts. And, you know, I've made it very clear what I think about the impeachment trial and the people in the...
Yeah, but I think you can cover it. How about if we just cover it as the news happens? And yeah. I think everybody here, we have probably said that where we stood on impeachment at one point or another. And so now we just cover it as a news event. But I will help you if you'd like to get away from impeachment for a moment.
Yes, please.
I'd like to scare you with something else.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you've heard about this, but have you guys heard about the Clearview app?
Clearview app. No.
Yeah. Okay, so this app is now going to let strangers find your name and your information all with the snap of a photo. So let's just say you're walking down the street and someone snaps your picture on the sidewalk. Then they use the app to discover your name, your address, and any other details that have to be that are out there floating around about you. This is a new startup company called Clearview AI, and it's made that possible. It's an app currently being used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies in the U.S., including the FBI. And this was featured in the New York Times on Saturday. This past Saturday, the app works by comparing a photo to a database of more than 3 billion pictures that Clearview says it scraped off of Facebook, Venmo, YouTube, and other sites. It serves up matches along with links to the sites where those database photos originally appeared, so you can unearth a name very easily, and from there, other info could be dug up online. The size of the database actually dwarfs others in use by law enforcement. The FBI's database, which taps passport and driver's license photos, is one of the largest with 641 million images of U.S. citizens. The Clearview app isn't available yet to the public, but according to the New York Times, they say police officers and Clearview investors think it will be in the future. They say they've used the app to solve crimes from shoplifting to child sexual exploitation to murder, but privacy advocates are all fired up about this. When they were warning that the app could return false matches to police, it could also be used by stalkers and by others. They've also warned that facial facial recognition technologies in general could be used to conduct mass surveillance. So there's still a lot of talk about regulation of facial recognition technology that's up in the air. A few cities, including San Francisco, have actually banned its use, but there aren't any federal laws yet on a broader level. So, actually, on Wednesday, the House Oversight Committee held its third hearing on facial recognition. Lawmakers are looking to address the tech's use in public spaces by both private companies and government agencies and try to figure out what the technology is and what's appropriate. A couple of people who are hawks about this stuff, Mike Lee, who's a senator, a Republican from Utah, said that it's great technology for law enforcement, but the very power also makes it ripe for abuse. It doesn't surprise me that this is next, but I can totally see where someone is now, when they bring this into the public sphere. I think I've already expected law enforcement to have this kind of technology because I watch, you know, the shows that show them using this on TV. But what scares me is if you're walking down the street that someone just can identify you in this way. Yeah, that's
way beyond.
It's just so creepy. There's no anonymity ever anymore. Like, all of our privacy is gone. It's just, it's crazy to realize.
All right, so here's...
To have that realization, I guess.
Another website story. Victoria and I and Kara were talking about this when you were out in the shower or wherever you were, Jennifer. There's a website called WeLeakInfo.com. WeLeakInfo.com that has sold private user data from 10,000 data breaches. What did you say the number was? 12 billion, Kara? They have 12 billion usernames and
yeah, apparently 12 passwords. Billion passwords that were up for sale before the FBI shut it down.
Right. So the FBI shut them down. Let's see, this is where the FBI, this is why, this is good. The FBI should be on to stuff like this. We should be more comfortable about protection. The FBI goes after stuff like this. But for every one of it's kind of like a it's like a virus. For every one of these you knock down, there's another one that pops up. These sites are apparently all over the place, and they're selling the information for as little as $2.
It's crazy.
Username. It is crazy. And so anyway, the FBI is asking you if you have any information about WeLeakInfo. I never heard of them before this. Did you? Anybody here ever hear of WeLeakInfo before this?
I'm surprised. I don't think any of us are looking for it.
Probably. Right. That's no. One. And I'm sure that this is probably one of many, many, many sites that are that have the same info or different batches of the same type of info. Yeah. The dark web is a very scary
dark
place. Yep.
Yeah, really is. Speaking of scary, there's an ad floating around. Elizabeth Warren's brothers say they're going to vote for her. Oh, wait a minute. Two of
they're
the
not.
Three
they're
brothers
Republicans.
Are going to vote for her, right?
Yeah, I think she said on the debate that two of her brothers, two of the three are Republicans.
Right.
And they don't agree with her.
Uh-huh. But they still are said they're going to vote for her, apparently.
Wouldn't you vote for your own sister?
My sister?
Well, no, he would not vote for his sister.
Jeez. All right, well, dysfunction junction over there, but, you know, most people would vote for their sibling.
Well, I'm only teasing. I can't imagine what either of my sisters would run for. But they're very close. My older sister, my younger sister, I'm in the middle. My older sister, Linda, is pretty much like Attila the Hun when it comes to politics. And my younger sister...
Rape and pillage? I don't get that reference.
I know.
Attila
the Hun
is pretty...
What does that mean?
Maybe backward thinking, according to some. She's very Minnesotan in her political values and thoughts and stuff. Whereas my younger sister thinks that Bernie... The sun rises and sets on Bernie Sanders. And she used to be... But my sister... My younger sister used to be an avid Republican. And then she's gone in the other direction for whatever the reason. But it's very interesting. Yeah,
you drove her nuts.
That's a question. Yeah. Could have been. So you don't have brothers and sisters. Victoria, you have a brother, right? Would he vote for you? Would he vote for you if you were running for something?
I think so, yeah. I would vote for him, too.
You guys are pretty close, so yeah, why would he?
Yeah, all right.
Kara would vote for all. I think that's an easy one, right? All of you guys would vote for each other.
Probably. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why we all get along so well is because we respect each other. And I don't know, I think that's an important part of a relationship.
Respect each other, not my
okay, brother. I got a fun one. Okay, let's say I was running for president. Victoria and Kara, would you vote for me?
Would you vote for me?
Yes, I would, actually.
Really?
I'll believe
I
it
really
when
would.
I see it.
Yeah.
What if I had Bernie Sanders policies?
I think Kara and I would be
vote
more
for
likely
you.
To vote for Jen than Jen would vote for us.
I don't know. I would vote for... You asked me and I said, look at how fast I said that. Yes,
have
I
you
would.
Ever voted for a Democrat before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who, but
sometimes, somewhere.
Trust right. me, in right. California, you have to vote between two Democrats. So the answer is yeah. yes. I
so
have.
Victoria and Kara, have you ever voted for a Republican? Either of you?
Yeah, I have in local
on the
elections.
Local level. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there it is, folks. We'll cover this on tomorrow's podcast. In terms of today's podcast, we talk about that Brad and Jen moment. From the SAG Awards, it's the current DJV podcast. Prince Harry's first comments after leaving his official role with the royal family. Talk about that in the podcast and why he's going to pay back that $3 million to the British taxpayers. Then there's Gloria Allred's lawsuit against Delta Airlines after one of their planes dumped jet fuel on the school here in California last week. So that and a lot of other things. And you can subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify as well, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's the DJV. And you can listen to the DJV show anytime during the day on TuneIn at djvshow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales. Backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down to peanut dust.
Recognizable sound of Luke Bryan here on the DJB program. Plotting out his summer tour dates called the Proud to Be Right Here Tour. Starting May 28th in Cincinnati, going all through the summer and into October. Morgan Wallen, who sings the hit Whiskey Glasses, going to open the bulk of the shows on the 40-date run. Family Tree songwriter Kaylee Hemick, also on the tour through July 31st, when the trio Runaway June joins them. I don't know. What do we know about Runaway June? Anybody know anything about them?
It's a group, I think.
Yeah, I got that, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't. I've
and
heard
I don't,
of them, but.
Yeah, I think I may have even seen them, but I don't know if they stuck out all that well for me.
I thought maybe they were like a super group, like what's the Pistolanis group?
Yeah, I don't recognize any of the names, so I think they're a less than super group.
I know they were nominated for some awards this year, so. There you go.
Tickets go on sale next week for this Brian tour.
They have a lot of hair. I just Googled them.
They do. Okay. Along with the tour announcement, Luke Bryan says a new album is on the way called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, with the singles Knockin' Boots and What She Wants Tonight, coming out in April. He released his last LP, What Makes You Country, back in 2017. On the 16th of next month, Luke Bryan returns to American Idol on ABC. Why is it starting so late? Usually American Idol starts right after the first of the year. Is it abbreviated? They're cutting out some of the sifting?
You're right. Offset the voice, right? So they're not up against the voice?
Oh.
I'm guessing?
ABC seems committed to it, whether it's because their commitment to Ryan Seacrest is whatever it is. It just seems pretty committed.
Well, Luke, I mean, it's rumored that this might be the last season of it, so I don't know how committed they are to it.
I think they signed 3-year deals, maybe, initially.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the Luke Bryan story. Anybody got any questions? See the teacher.
Is Jen going to go see this tour? That's my question.
Yep, of course. Are you kidding?
Yeah, her husband, Tim Tebow,
one of my husbands.
So she's got to move back to Luke Bryan.
It's all right. They're all married. I just collect them all on the side, you know.
Not creepy at all.
No.
26 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer. No, me? Victoria and Kara. Gene Watson becoming the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry.
making a Friday night appearance at the Opry, currently in its winter residency at the Ryman, 55 years after he made his debut on the same stage. I didn't realize this guy's that old. After performing his early 80s hits, Sometimes I Get Lucky and Forget, Nothing Sure Looked Good on You, Nothing Sure. All right, okay. Watson was interrupted on stage.
He likes her naked, is what you're. Is what he's trying
naked.
To say.
Naked.
Yes, I got that. Vince on the stage with Watson said, "I'll make you a deal. If you'll do Farewell Party, we'll invite you to be the next member of the Grand Ole Opry," referencing Watson's signature hit from 1979. This is what we've been playing here, Farewell Party.
Is gone. Mm-hmm. From my body.
That's pretty country to me. So Watson recalled how he and his band celebrated the 40th anniversary of the hit song in 2019 and how it was still his most requested song after all these years. He said, "You put this on me, I'm not sure I have anything left," Watson was saying to Vince Gill. But anyway, he played it out. Other hits include Love in the Hot Afternoon and 14 Karat Mind. Watson follows a number of new Opry members who have been invited to join hitmakers Chris Jansen, Dustin Lynch, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs. All have been invited, along with 90 star Mark Wills. So there's that story from the Grand Ole Opry and Gene Watson, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to Sprint.
Hi, I've got an important travel week planned out, and I'm looking for a tablet to entertain my kid on a long flight. Any suggestions?
Yes. Right now, through January 26th at Sprint, you can get a Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us when you add unlimited data for just $25 per month.
Whoa. That would keep him busy for hours.
And when you switch, you'll also get $100 via prepaid MasterCard.
No way. I'm rounding up my whole family, and we'll be right back.
Now through January 26th, get a Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us and get $100 when you switch. That's now through January 26th, only at Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store to learn more.
Requires more than 60 days of service before card checks, card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Tab A, $0 per month after 14-17 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, your remaining balance due. Unlimited plan, date of utilization, speed maximums apply. Excludes tax and roaming.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Money.
Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here we are, part of the valued media sphere in our country. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen at our controls. I started to say we got tangentized, as we often do, that Jennifer and I were in Los Angeles. Victoria is in New Jersey. Weather around the country was kind of lousy, at least the eastern part of the country yesterday. Wasn't bad here in Los Angeles, although it hasn't. Well, it's 60s. It's supposed to be in January. What's it like, Victoria, on the east coast of New Jersey? I don't think there's not a west coast. So I'll just
the east coast of New Jersey.
Yes.
Well, currently with the wind, it's 10 degrees.
No, swell.
So don't
perfect.
Complain about your 60s.
No, I won't. So the one little, I just wanted a little moment here to see if I understand what AOC said, that the Democrat, am I right here? The Democratic Party is not left of center. It's a center conservative party.
Yeah,
she actually
that's
say
what
that?
She said. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody here believe that beside her? Do you think that's the case, Victoria?
I think most registered non-politician Democrats are exactly that. I think they're way more in the center than, and I think that's why you see Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg being kind of people that they are gravitating towards. I don't think that most people, well, within the parameters of being on the left. Yeah, I think centrist in terms of being on the left. I wouldn't say centrist in general, but yeah, I think most Democrats, Kara and I talk about this all the time, we're not looking for some, like, far out, you know, crazy progressive candidate. My parents are not looking for that either. I don't know. None of my friends are looking for that. We're all registered Democrats. We're not looking for that. So I don't
so
think
who
she's
will
wrong.
They vote for then in your
Bloomberg.
Social circle? Who's sticking
Bloomberg.
Out?
Bloomberg.
Well, Bloomberg is definitely appealing. Sure, it just depends on who gets the nomination. It depends on if the DNC ruins it or not. You know, if they because I think they completely ruined it the last time. So I don't know. I don't really have faith in the DNC at all. So it just depends. I think Biden is very appealing to most older Democrats. I think Mayor Pete has some appeal to some younger, more progressives. But, I don't think that, I don't know, it'll be interesting. I'm curious to see how far Elizabeth Warren or Bernie make it. I like Bernie a lot more
Elizabeth
than Elizabeth
Warren.
Warren
is done, cooked, finished. Bernie, I think,
I don't
has
know,
got a lot
though.
Of flame left in. I do. I'm telling you, she's done.
Well, you've been saying that from the very
she's
beginning.
She's very popular with women, though. She's really popular
no
with women.
No women that I know. And I know some pretty progressive women.
Your daughter loves her.
My daughter is not, my daughter and my son are working for Bernie. Actually, we're on a phone.
Well, then that's a switch, because the last time you gave us an update on Megan, she was all for Elizabeth Warren.
No, not anymore. So, anyway, see where it all shakes out. Let's do some food news, Victoria. What do you have from the, you got any more fish news?
No.
What's growing in the seas of South China?
I don't think anybody wants to know that. But there is a new study that's kind of interesting. If you and a lot of people do find themselves craving sugar in the winter months, whether it's, you want hot cocoa.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
Or if you want, if you want to have a donut or some pastry or cake or dessert when you normally maybe wouldn't order dessert. Well, there's a reason for that. And the reason is it's linked to depression in the winter months. And research has shown that if you eat more sugar in the winter, it's actually worse for you, and it increases your risk of depression. People already have some sort of seasonal or at least a susceptibility to depressive symptoms during the winter months.
Seasonal adjusted disorder, right? SAG?
Seasonal affective disorder, affected disorder, yeah. And so not everyone has it, but people tend to be a little more susceptible to depressive symptoms. And a lot of those same people end up having stronger sugar cravings. The days are shorter, there's a lack of sunlight, it's colder, you want to stay indoors more, you want more comfort food. And so the bottom line, though, this new study shows that it's really important to limit your intake of added sugar in the winter because it can, they say really no more than 2 tablespoons per day for women and 3 tablespoons per day for men. And what happens is it not only spikes your risk of depression, but it also wreaks havoc on your inflammatory response in your body and in your brain. And then the other thing that it does, which adds to the depression, it reduces dopamine activity in the brain. So dopamine makes you feel happy. And so if you are already reducing that with seasonal affective disorder and then you're adding more sugar to it, then you're even further reducing the level of dopamine activity in the brain, and all of that can lead to not only packing on the pounds, but you could end up finding yourself in a real seasonal depression. So just beware and try to avoid any added sugar with your coffee or whatever it is, wherever you feel like you're sneaking in extra sugar, which we all do. I mean, I'm eating Swedish fish for breakfast right now, so,
What is Swedish fish?
The little red gummy candies, which I never even
find seafood. It's good for you.
It's seafood. It's omega 3s. It's from Sweden. It's not from China, so it's okay.
Panera, in other food news, planning some major menu changes as they move ahead. The plant-based movement seems to be making its way into not only their chain, but a lot of restaurant chains. I know I'm very conscious of eating that way. Looking around, I went to a place they call Lemonade here, and I've been actually twice to it. There was one, I stopped at one in Manhattan Beach the other day, and then yesterday I was over in Brentwood, and I went into the Lemonade there with a friend, and it's a plant-based place. Have you ever been to one of them, Jennifer, at Lemonade?
I drive by them all the time, and I really want to go, but no, I've not been yet.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. Delicious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually quite... I had different salads.
It's kind of like a line, right? That you can pick up what you want.
Right, yeah. And it's salads and plant-based soups and things like that. I'm not a big fan of kale by itself, but there was a kale salad with corn that I tried. Anyway, the point is that this is everywhere now, and people are starting to offer meat-like substitutes. The Impossible Whopper that kind of stuff. But the Impossible Whoppers really aren't good for you. They may taste
None
good,
of that
but
stuff
it's really
is.
Nah. So Panera is pledging to make 50% of its menu vegan or vegetarian friendly over the next year or two. You won't be finding Beyond Meat or Impossible Pork there, though. They are looking to achieve their goal by offering more items that are made without meat by incorporating more plant-based whole foods, foods that haven't been processed or altered, like quinoa and edamame, that sort of thing. I like both. I think quinoa, if you fix it the right way and, you know, just kind of flavor it up a little bit, it's really, Megan makes a really good quinoa with the new cauliflower, whatever it is, whatever she does to it is really yummy. She knows I like it, so she makes it. She makes it all the time. The chain says, Panera Bread says, it's going to have at least one plant-based option in each of its six menu categories. Who eats at Panera here? Anybody?
I do.
Jennifer, you eat at Panera?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think all of us do.
I love Panera.
I like
There's
them.
One near
I,
me here in New Jersey, and since I've moved from New York, because there weren't any in the city, and so now down in Jersey, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I think they're quite good. And it's not reasonably priced, and it's pretty fast, that kind of stuff. And healthy, though.
It's a little on the pricey side, I think, but it's still worth it. Yeah, but it's still worth it. You're getting really good food. That green goddess salad that they have is delicious.
You know what I mean?
And it's all real food with avocado and everything in it. So I don't mind paying a little extra for good stuff.
You know, they have 2,300 stores. I had no idea they were that big, Panera. They don't belong. The original company, original family that started it sold out, I think, to an English company a number of years ago. But they've stayed true. That's the good thing. If you buy a company that's successful, why would you change it? There are so many examples, especially in the restaurant business, of big companies buying up smaller companies. I can think of a couple of examples. In New England, for example, the Papagino's pizza chain was very successful for about 40 years, and a bank bought it, and they've ruined it. They're only like about, they had 200
and... Banks and hedge funds and private equity firms, they're buying up so many different businesses and ruining them.
Ruin them.
They have no idea what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing. Yeah. And Friendly's the same way. Friendly's is pretty much gone. It was all over the Northeast. Nah, you can find them anymore because the bank down in Florida, the bottom, they've ruined it. Completely ruined it. It's too bad.
I always wondered what happened to Friendly's because that was they were big in New Jersey too, all along the East Coast.
Oh yeah,
they
and they
great,
had quality food.
Yep.
The ice cream became crap because they cheapened it. I worked there as a kid in the Friendly's, and my older sister and I worked in the Friendly's in Natick, and it was kind of fun actually. I had
you and Attila the Hun worked at Friendly's, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Victoria?
You and Attila the Hun worked at Friendly's.
Okay. Well, you're teasing me about my sister's political points of view. All right, Victoria, what did you start to say? I didn't hear
No, I was just going to say I agree with you because you said it was fun. That was a place that there was one in the mall, in the local mall where we grew up, and that was like a special treat that if we were good while we were shopping with my mom, we got to go to Friendly's. That was the bribery, and it worked.
Yeah. Baby stroller recall coming up in a moment here on the DJV program.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Winter wind and cold can wreak havoc on your skin, making it dry and uncomfortable. But using a 24-hour moisturizing body lotion every morning can be an effective way to help keep your skin healthy throughout the season.
One way to combat winter dryness is to apply a moisturizer right after you get out of the shower when your skin is still damp. This also helps to lock in hydration. I recommend using moisturizing products that are gentle, long-lasting, allergen-free, and less likely to irritate your skin.
For more information, go to RemedyDerm.com. Available at Amazon and select CVS stores.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, baby trend. Recalling four models of their strollers, moms, due to the potential for a fall hazard. The company issued a recall of four models of the Tango mini stroller because the hinge joints can release. So if the hinge joints release, the stroller could collapse when under pressure, posing a hazard for a child in the stroller. Company says anybody who has a stroller ought to bring it back. The stroller
made in
models,
China. What a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is again, how they're China wants to kill our babies. They're killing our food. They want, I mean, this is what China's doing. They want to kill our pets. They try all the time. It's with the dog food. You have to just be careful where you buy your stuff from.
Yep, that is for sure. All right, so Jennifer Aniston has been around a lot. She's got this new show, The Morning Show. I don't know who's watching it, but she got the award at the SAG thing on Sunday night.
People love it.
And she was talking after it was, say again, Victoria?
People love that show. I don't have Apple Plus, but people are obsessed with it.
Yeah, well, she's a good actress. Anyway, she's become much more public, kind of relaxed in public. And she was talking about the moment that she joined Instagram in an interview after the SAG Awards. She said it was peer pressure. Her friends, like the friends' friends, are apparently all on Instagram, and so she thought she had to be there as well. She got a million followers like that.
Well, now that she and Brad Pitt are married again, it's going to be great for the show.
Exactly. Then before the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Doctor time. Yes, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with a focus on you and your health. Those of you who like yogurt, my father's called yogurt, consuming yogurt is really good for a lot of different reasons. I think we've known that yogurt is good for quite a long time. People will tell you, well, you got to have, there's a new kind of yogurt that I found at one of the farmer's markets here, Jack. It's a European yogurt that's a really very, very good. First time I ever tasted it, I found it at a couple of markets, as a matter of fact. It's pretty expensive. It's very thick. You know how sometimes the cheap
stuff it's like melted ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's about all it is. Yeah, that's about all it is.
It's all full of sugar and things like that. All right, so what is this story about yogurt help us with? What do we need to know?
Well, it's out of a nutrition journal just recently published. But the thing I really like about it is it promotes that the colon itself needs to be acidic. In other words, the more acidic the colon is, the less likely you are to tend towards colorectal cancer. And so what they found, one of the major benefits of taking yogurt, especially the kind you're talking about, the Europeans are way ahead of us when it comes to nutritional research and its application.
And applying it practically speaking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Talked about that before, but in any event, they found out that the Lactobacillus bulgaricus, and I like the Bulgarian form, but these two bugs, Streptococcus thermophilus and Lactobacillus bulgaricus.
You got that, Victoria?
Yes.
Write that down.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Get that.
Linnaeus, who gave us these genus and species designations, the growth of these bacteria in the colon promote an acid environment. And they find out that the more and the longer it's been acidic and the more acidic your colon is, the less tendency you have for the development of adenomas that become bowel cancer. So in this study, men who were eating two or more servings a week were almost 20% less likely to have problems than the men. The study was on men, but the women.
Why did they have women, I wonder?
I'm not really sure, but it's not going to be a whole lot different.
You're a GAPS guy. You're a GAPS practitioner. You use information like this to help your patients at your clinic there in Salt Lake. Would you print up stuff and put it out in your lobby?
Absolutely.
Like this?
Yeah. Yes, and we have a TV that's constantly showing through, you know, the Apple TV, constantly playing podcasts and such. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why we promote the use of something called Zymex and lactic acid yeast. They're standard process. They're pills. They're excellent for promoting an acid environment in the gut. And some people just don't like yogurt. And the ironic thing about that, Doug, is that the more you feel when you eat it, the healthier the stuff is. if it's the kind of yogurt, the kids say, "Oh yeah, yogurt, yogurt."
Hey.
You know, it's usually the melted ice cream form of yogurt, and it's got so much sugar in it, and the bacterial colonies in there that are beneficial for the gut have been destroyed
by the processing. Speaking of gut, what does your gut tell you? Even though this was only done for men, how would this apply to women? Can you take the same knowledge?
Men are more prone to colon cancer than women, but only by a percent or two. So it's still going to have a very profound effect for women as well, of course, because, you know, well, they're the same mammals we are. They just have some strange differences. But when it comes to the gut, it's not going to be that far off.
No. All right. So good yogurt. Find good yogurt. And it doesn't necessarily have to taste awful.
No, it doesn't. But there really should be that little tangy, sour response on your tongue.
A little bit.
Yes.
There it is. The GAPS practitioner in him has surfaced, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Now, let's talk about your weight and how is the weight that you have going to lead you to be healthy or is it going to lead you to be sick? And if you're thinking, oh, I got too much weight here, I got to do something about it, time for me to start. Start with Calitrin and end with Calitrin. Starting and finishing your diet with a healthy, all-natural approach. And that means there are no drugs. And that means there are no stimulants, none of that. This formula put together with collagen is the main ingredient. Aloe vera is in here. Some nurses got together seeing how people were having such a tough time losing weight, and they decided they'd come up with something better. That was 24, 25 years ago, and now the rest is history. An 86% success rate. Wow. Compare that to anybody else in terms of losing the weight that you want and keeping it off. If you follow the program, that's amazing. 86% of the people that get onto this are successful. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and buy a bottle. Well, buy three bottles, and you get one free, and you get $10 off the bottles you buy. That's at Calitrin.com to lose the weight and keep it off.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.